You know, sometimes things just happen by happenstance and coincidence, and it is actually a complete coincidence this morning that we've got a wager on the Knights versus the Bulldogs over the weekend, because we are talking right now with Knights legend Mark Hughes from the Mark Hughes Foundation. First of all, good morning, Mark. Where would you side this morning, the Knights or the Bulldogs? Probably a silly question.
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and a very silly question, mate. I'm red and blue all over.
Mate, I've got to tell you, from the five people, including you, four have gone my way. So maybe you might encourage the others to call us a little bit later, okay?
Yeah, I sure will, mate. It's going to be a big game there on Friday night at Newcastle. I hope people get out and support it. The Bulldogs bounced back a little bit of form. And the Knights, how brave were they against the Sharkies? So, yeah, it should be a good game.
They are doing very well and just running out of a bit of luck at the end last week. But, hey, we're not here to talk about rugby league per se. Your foundation is going strong at the moment, and there is a motorcycle club called the Old Boars. They're jumping on board to help the Mark Hughes Foundation. Can you enlighten us on what the partnership's there at the moment, Mark?
The Old Boars, they're an awesome group of blokes, and they're just, their motto is sort of like mates looking after mates. And they're a group of blokes from mainly around the Maitland areas and also in Newcastle that get together. And last year they raised about $10,000on a ride. And last week they have just embarked on, there was 12 of them, and they're going to do over 9,000 kilometres over the next month. And they're going to go to places like Dubbo, Alice Springs, Darwin, Townsville, Burley Heads, even up to Rockhampton. So they call in at night, they call into pubs, they have raffles, they do fundraising, they raise awareness for the Mark Hughes Foundation, which is also important. So they're out there doing their bit for charity, which is awesome, because you know, brain cancer needs a lot more research. It's the biggest cancer killer of people under 40 years of old age, which is a terrible statistic. And the Old Boars are out there doing their bit to help us.
Yeah, that is a very startling statistic, that brain cancer takes more people under 40. What is the latest in that space, Mark? Is there anything happening that you're aware of through the foundation?
Yeah, look, it's quite frustrating. Government funding for research, we get less than 5% of that. And the question I've got is, why aren't we getting more to try and have these answers? Shani Kamali, wife of Brett Kamali, passed away a week or two ago. Brett Kamali, of course, played for Australia and was a Newcastle boy, and his wife was 38, and she was diagnosed 6 or 8 months ago, and she lost her battle last week and left behind, you know, four beautiful girls, and it's just heartbreaking. And there's these types of stories everywhere, mate, and the only way we can do things about this is to improve research. And at HMRI, up behind John Hunter Hospital there, we've got a scientific committee and we've got things happening, and the more funding, the more money we get, we can pump into these worthwhile projects to try and get better medical solutions and better outcomes for patients.
You mentioned that funding and awareness seems to be something that you're battling a little bit across the scientific community with this. Is it a matter of a lot more awareness needs to be out there? Because there are some forms of research that have been able to market themselves very well, if that's the right word, but yeah, maybe that might be a little bit behind it, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the Mark Hughes Foundation, we're getting out there and, we're getting a lot of good exposure. The footy show's been fantastic for us, and there's going to be some promotions in round 11 of the NRL this year. They're going to do beanie for brain cancer round. We're not sure as to how much you're going to see of the beanie that week, but we're hoping that's going to be really big. So, you know, we're trying to get our name out there. We're trying to raise more awareness so that, we get more funding and we can make things happen, because the outcomes haven't really changed in 30 years. And when you look at the improvements in breast cancers and other cancers, it's wonderful. They're making ground, and that's because they've had the exposure and they've had the funding. So why can't us brain cancer patients have the same type of help? So that's what we're out to do.
Mark, that is the ongoing question, and the awareness campaign with the Old Boars and your foundation will continue to make that happen. Thank you for taking the time with us this morning, and there you go. I will say it. Good luck for your old team tomorrow.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. And just one last thing. Beanie Week is in June, 19 to 23, so get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website, register your school, business or family, and you just wear a beanie and put a gold coin donation in. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent, Mark, and we'll make sure we catch up with you when that's closer to hand. You have a good afternoon.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Bye.
To NURFM, 16 to 10, and yeah, you have to wonder why brain cancer, which is such a huge thing, is not getting the attention it deserves. And good luck with Mark and the rest of the Old Boars Motorcycle Club as well, keeping that going for us.